From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning. Happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday.
Happy Good Friday, y'all.
As a matter of fact, I'm looking forward to deviled eggs this weekend.
Oh, yes.
But where does that name deviled come from? And why are we using it on a holiday like Easter?
I've often wondered that.
Yeah? Yeah.
Yes.
You make them?
Yes, I do.
Are they really good?
Yeah.
I love deviled eggs. I love me some egg salad sandwiches on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Got no little ones, though, so I don't even know if we're going to do any kind of dye-in of Easter eggs or anything like that.
Yeah, probably not. The little one is not here. She lives somewhere else.
No, yeah.
But a big happy birthday to your grandcat today.
My grandcat.
Yes.
Stop it. That cat and me, we don't like each other.
You do too.
We do not.
Her name is Murderface.
Murderface. It's Amanda's cat, and she is 10 today.
Big 10.
Happy birthday to my thorn in my side.
Oh, jeez. A little 10-year-old kitten.
Not a cat. She's not a kitten.
10-year-old kitten.
She's a crotchety old woman. Somewhat like you.
Dogs
no, did
people.
I say that out loud? I'm sorry. Hey, thank you, by the way.
Jeez.
To Jan Easter.
Oh, my goodness, Jan Easter.
Jan Easter sent us a card. It is so cute. It's Jan does this for fun.
Here, I'll hold it up so you
yeah,
can
so
see.
You can see it. Can you see that? It's got a little...
I'm holding it up to the microphone.
Fluffy cloud bunnies all over the front and a removable Easter egg on the inside. And, of course, it's
so
her
cute.
Holiday because her last name is Easter.
Easter.
Thank you, Jan.
It is adorable.
Yeah, it is. Isn't
and it gorgeous? You know what's cute, too?
Hmm.
It's a Scooby-Doo stamp.
Is there a Scooby-Doo stamp on there? Ha! Ha! I love it. Love it.
It's adorable. It's absolutely adorable.
She is something else. Thank you,
Jen. I love all those cards she makes.
All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. That's why we're here. That's why we have you assembled here today. Thank you for that. And that, with that, let's begin, shall we?
Well, it's one of those barrel scraping days.
Okay.
Courtney, ready?
I'm ready.
Ready for the bottom of the barrel?
Ready.
Courtney Kardashian celebrated her 40th birthday in a big way on Thursday.
Oh, I was wondering how she was going to do.
I guess it's on a Thursday. It doesn't have to be on a weekend because, you know, they're rich and famous.
Today's a holiday? Come
it's
on.
True.
It's a holiday for most.
Honoring the milestone with a lavish party featuring some brilliantly personalized touches.
God.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I wonder how much money they poured down a hole for this one.
You would have liked to have had the business, though.
I would have, huh?
Yeah, Courtney and her just lovely sisters, they spared no expense giving her the best and most self-referential party of all time.
Self-referential?
Yes.
Really? How is that? What did they do?
Well, there's a cake depicting Court naked in the bath.
Did she have her kids there?
She was sitting on the I sincerely doubt they were at this party.
I bet they were. They don't care.
That's true.
You know, what do you explain to your daughter when she's, I don't know, her kids are getting to be, some of them are getting to be up there in the fourth or fifth grade, I would think, right? Third, fourth,
yeah.
Fifth. And they're going to start asking, Mommy, why are you naked on the phone?
I think, why are you naked in the closet taking pictures of yourself?
I know, right? Jeez.
I think she was sitting at the edge of the bathtub.
Nah.
And her
back to the, they made a cake like that? Wow.
Yeah. Why not?
Well, I guess when you can afford the best.
Sure.
You get the best.
That's the best? Oh. There was also
the best would have been Kim's butt on the. No, I'm kidding.
No. Actually, I know someone who knows someone. Maybe they, I don't remember if that person saw her or their friend saw her. So I know someone who knows someone.
Land
who,
the plane there, Morgan.
Who was in Calabasas when she was coming out of a store.
Oh, really?
And so because she's so short, her butt is as wide as she is tall.
Oh, my God.
And she looks. She looks disproportionate.
Oh, well, they all do with the butt implants. I don't get it. That song, Birth of Butt, was ahead of its time.
There was also a
baby
slew.
Baby got back. Anyway, sorry.
Oh, Becky, look at her butt. There's also a slew of personalized bottles of Don Julio 1942.
Only the best.
With Don, well, they kind of messed it up because Courtney's face was engraved in the glass.
On the bottles.
Right above
the
words.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Most interesting to look at.
Oh, yeah. Now there's a topic we haven't talked about in a while, isn't there?
Yeah, that refers to the famous blow up between Courtney and Kim last year on Coup d'Etat.
Yeah. Where Kim told her she was the least interesting to look at of the sisters.
They also had personalized napkins.
Yeah.
With the most interesting to look at. Yeah. Yes. On the flip side of the napkin, there's another famous Coup d'Etat quote. Kim, there are people that are dying. Which was Courtney's response to Kim's famous freak out after losing her diamond earrings in the ocean.
Oh, yes. We remember that, too.
This will look so good on Instagram.
I mean, that's what the parties are all about.
Is my lipstick my model butt look big?
Make my lip.
All right. So here's a story I kind of care about.
Okay.
Because we're done with that one.
We're done? Okay.
We're done. I wasn't invited and did not get it. Well, I don't know if I would eat the cake. Anyway.
Yeah, really?
I'll take an edge, please.
Yeah.
All in the Family and the Jeffersons.
Yeah, two pretty groundbreaking TV shows from the 1970s.
Live and for one night only.
Live?
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to do that?
Well, they do the live movies.
They do. Yeah, the musicals. Yeah, these are not musicals, but okay.
Right. Well, yeah, they're musicals.
Yeah, they're musicals.
Jimmy Kimmel is behind the project.
Oh.
He's tried to do this for about 2 years.
Yeah, I heard that.
So check this out.
I didn't know it was these two. Okay.
Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei.
Yeah?
Will play Archie and Edith Bunker.
Oh, that's classic. Marissa Tomei, I'm like picturing her as Edith. And well, no, Woody Harrelson too. Classic. That's
He'll
great
do a good
casting.
Archie.
That is great casting.
All right, ready for the Jeffersons?
Oh yeah, who?
Jamie Foxx.
Oh.
And Wanda Sykes. We'll play George and Wheezy.
George and Wheezy. Nice. I wonder who all the supporting characters will be. Like, who do you think will play Meathead?
From what I understand, it's going to be Will Ferrell.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yes,
he would totally be cool. That is so awesome.
This is one thing I will tune in for this. 96-year-old Norman Lear.
Yeah, who created these shows?
He's going to be hosting with Jimmy during
Primetime
Live special next month.
You know who would be great if they got to is Rob Reiner, because he was the original Meathead.
He was the original Meathead.
And 6 Degrees, Mel Brooks and Norman Lear and Rob's dad, Carl Reiner, all in their 90s, get together every damn day of their life.
I love that.
And they
have coffee.
They have coffee or something. Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome.
I sometimes think that's what keeps them all alive. I think they're all widowers now.
Mm-hmm.
And they've made it this far into their 90s. Like, Carl is 97. And I think Mel is the baby of the bunch. He's in his early 90s. So there you go.
I just love the fact that he's
so
Norman
when is this
Lear's
happening? This
next
is happening
month.
Next month during May sweeps. Gotta love it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'll watch that. That'll be fun.
It'll be hilarious. All right, that's it for us. We gotta go devil our eggs and get some.
If I devil them today, I have to make more because I'll eat them all.
Well, that's okay.
Okay.
Go devil some, bring them back this afternoon. I'll help you. All right, have a great Easter, and happy Passover if you celebrate. We'll see you on Monday, and
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.